Exclusive, conservative Super PAC fundraiser with Kid Rock hauls in over $800,000 to flip Senate majority. By Sean Moran on July 17, 2024. The Sentinel Action Fund held a fundraiser ahead of the Republican National Convention with rock icon Kid Rock, which raised over $800,000 to flip the Senate majority, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. The Sentinel Action Fund held a fundraiser to kick off the Republican National Convention in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, on July 14 with over 300 attendees. The fundraiser is estimated to have raised over $800,000 for battleground Senate races, and this fundraiser adds to the $28 million this cycle for the conservative Super PAC and its 501c4 partner organization, Right Vote. Guests included rock icon Kid Rock, Senators Bill Hagerty, RTN, Roger Marshall, RKS, Joni Ernst, RIA, Governor Tate Reeves, RMS, Reps. Jim Banks, RN, Jim Baird, RN, Attorney General Jason Meares, RVA, as well as Nevada Utah Senate candidate Sam Brown, Wisconsin Senate candidate Eric Hovde, and Bridget Moreno, Ohio Senate candidate Bernie Moreno's wife. Jessica Anderson, the president of the Sentinel Action Fund, said in a statement to Breitbart News that the event shows just how much enthusiasm there is amongst conservatives. "There is so much excitement on the ground here at the RNC convention, not only for President Trump, but also for conservatives up and down the ballot. The enthusiasm and money raised at Sunday's event shows that retaking the Senate majority is going to be a top priority to ensure President Trump has strong conservative partners in Congress," Anderson explained in a written statement. "To make this happen, donors and grassroots Americans are all behind our new ground game strategy to connect with voters early and turn people out at every stage in the election process, including early and by mail. Based on what we've seen in Lake Geneva and so far in Milwaukee, we are well on our way to another Trump administration and a strong Republican majority in the Senate." Hagerty, who championed Republican efforts to boost early and absentee get-out-the-vote efforts for the 2024 election, said in a statement to Breitbart News, "There has been more enthusiasm on the ground in Wisconsin this week than at any convention I've attended to deliver the White House to President Trump and, importantly, conservative majorities in the Senate and House to implement his agenda. Republican voters are going to be ready to hit the ballot boxes as soon as they open. And they should do that. We cannot afford to surrender the early and mail-in voting field to Democrats like we did in 2020 and 2022. The fundraiser represents just how much excitement there is to not only re-elect former President Donald Trump, but also for down-ballot races." The Sentinel Action Fund's significant haul shows serious interest in flipping the Senate majority and giving Trump strong conservative partners in the Senate. Donors and grassroots Americans are jumping behind the new GOP strategy on absentee, early, and day of voting. Trump's selection of Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., as his running mate also represents how important Congress's upper chamber is and how the GOP can cultivate the next generation of conservative leaders. Hagerty said, "That's why it's important the resources are there on the ground to maximize Republican early and mail voting, which will make this margin too big to rake and deliver a Republican Washington." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.